A hiss, not a hiss.
Hiss. You gotta turn them sideways and just, I guess, boot them off the lawn, Tropical. You want it to look nice. You need it to be manicured.
Just go and ask your sergeant that right now. She's like, you will do push-ups until he is exhausted. You're the load master.
I'm a man, 100% man over here.
Yeah, he wants to be called Rumbalaya, too.
I said, she can't drive. She's a woman. You know how many jokes I get tossed at for being a short, bald guy?
I am Sully Sullenberger, and you're just a goose in my engine. And I'm going to land this bitch on the river, and you're going to be used to stuff a duvet.
Association for the Shining Wizards Network Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast presents Rogue Day Tots. I am Handsome Kevin, and I am with my ginger bear, my island boy, Tropical. And this is episode 131, Tropical. We've done 131 of these sons of bitches. I was thinking about this just the other day, Tropical, because how old's your boy now? Five? Five. We've been doing this since before the boy was born.
Yes. We were trying to summon it.
Yeah.
The first few episodes. You were.
Wow. Wow, Tropical. 131. What a ride. What a ride, man. So how are you, brother?
I am good. The week has been it's been one of those times. The weather is, we're approaching the surface of the sun here in Alabama.
Gotcha.
So it's getting a little spicy out there. But we get enough rain to where I can't cut the grass. So it, you know, it looks like a hobo lives here, I guess, or something like that. Just like, it's been one of those weeks. Had a lot of overtime lately. Spending more time at the office than I care to. But, you know, it's been productive. Like, I have not choked anyone. That's gotcha. Wins just, for somebody.
Just the chicken? I got you. I'm with you.
Correct. Yeah.
Man, I'm with you on that. That weather's been all jacked up, and I actually didn't. I'm a lawn mowing guy. 9 a.m. Right? I think anybody that's listened to the show before knows I'm a 9 a.m. cut the lawn kind of guy. It hasn't really grown much, Tropical. It's such a weird thing because usually every week, by the time it's time to cut, it really needs it. Now, last week I just cut, like, you've been to my house, just the little fenced in area. That stuff shoots up. So I just cut that. And the rest of it was fine. And I'm looking out there. I'm like, maybe I'll cut it tomorrow, I guess. I don't know. Like, it's just, but it doesn't look horrible at this point. But it's like, it's one of those things where you kind of program yourself, right? You program yourself, you know, 9 a.m., you got to get out there and mow the lawn. And when you don't do it for a week, it feels like something's missing. And that's what it is. The lawn. You got to mow that damn lawn. So you're out there, you're getting enough rain where you got to mow it, but you can't because of the rain. Like, that's a catch 22, Tropical.
Mm-hmm.
Are you, I don't know if I've asked you this before, are you one of those guys that takes pride in your lawn?
I try to. It's one of the things that, not like to the point of like, I'm going to get out there and every little thing. And I know people that will measure the heights, like to see if their lawnmowers are off, like the blade.
Jesus.
Not that guy. Yeah. I like for the place to look decent.
Okay.
Like, keep it maintained. Helps keep the slithery things out of your backyard, you know, and all that stuff. But, you know, they don't have a forest to live in.
Yeah. Or a basement.
Right. Well, that's your house. They just live in the basement. It's a breeding ground for snakes. That's what Johnny C is calling it.
Yikes. It's rough, man. That's rough. Yeah. See, and I'm not like a look at my lawn, look how good my lawn looks type of a guy. Like when I go out and cut, I mean, I cut it nice, sure, but I'm not like, like the goal is to make it shorter than it was. Right. And so once I get off the lawn tractor, and if it's shorter than it was, mission accomplished. I'm moving on with my day, man.
Yeah.
It looks nice enough, right? I did my job. I cut my lawn, right? Lawn looks nice. In order for the lawn to truly look nice, though, Tropical, you got to kick sad, sorry sacks off of it, right? You got to take those sumbitches,
and boot them off your lawn, Tropical. That's what you got to do.
Them up real
you
nice.
Got to turn them sideways. And just, I guess, boot them off the lawn, Tropical. You want it to look nice. You need it to be manicured. You got to kick them off the lawn. Tropical, this beautiful, what is the proper measurement for your grass? Is it 3 inches?
Yes, we'll call it.
All right, okay, Tropical. The beautifully cut 3-inch lawn is yours.
Well, you would think. We were beyond this, but nope. We've got a runoff this coming week. Political opinion polls, texts, election calls are still happening. They can still proceed to the exit. I deleted so many. Like this morning, I was going through the phone and just saying, like, was it always this bad? Like through the mound of text messages. No, nothing has been remotely as bad. And there's not even like, you know, essentially a national election yet or anything.
Right.
But the amount of texts, the amount of calls, get off the lawn. That goes for tree service text too, because apparently I had a tree cut down in my yard. Well, all these tree service acts, it's like, I'll say this, Tiny doesn't even have a website. Tiny is word of mouth. You get his phone number. And you text him directly. That's the communication you have with Tiny.
He's like an underground tree guy, right?
Yeah. He said, I just do my business by word of mouth. Like, people that are pleased with what I do, they share my contact information. We do great business because of that. You know, we're very thankful. But all these others, like, well, we wanted to quote you, you know, on tree trimming and stuff. I don't have a tree to trim anymore.
Yeah.
She gone. The pecan tree no longer resides
here. Right. Man, I just don't like one. I don't know how they get like the information. Like, do they have a guy just driving around to see, like, is there tree stuff in the air? Like, what, how in the hell do they?
So it's what? Between that and the flyers and all the stuff that they, you know, but I'm like, how is my number on these lists?
Right.
People to get. That's what I want to know. Whoever put that number on the list, you can get off the lawn, you prick. Get a real job.
Right.
My idiot dog, she chases the animals. There's squirrels that come and taunt her at the fence now that the tree is gone. Like, they, they're very angry and upset, and so they kind of chirp at her when she's outside, which is fine. But she chases the chipmunks and the bunnies. Well, the chipmunks, you know, go underground. This dog digs another hole. She's dug two in the past like week and a half, like trying to dig to China or something. I don't know. I mean, deep enough she can be buried in the next one. That's how deep she's digging the holes in the backyard.
Oh,
one of them went under the edge of the walkway in the back. So I've got to fix that whole walkway now.
Tropical. The best part about this is that digging a hole to China. When you were a kid, did you believe that you could do that?
Yes, of course.
Yes, of course. We all did, didn't we?
So it's like OG the other day digging, like, he's like, I'm looking for treasure. There's no treasure in this yard, son. But just, well, there might be. Nope. No, there's not. Just don't dig up my yard, please and thank you. If she would have done it at my father-in-law's house, he would have buried her in said hole. Like, just go ahead and keep on digging. You need a little bit deeper. You'll fit in it.
Oh, man.
No more dog problems. Speaking of the blasted squirrels, OG and I planted, like, some little vegetables and, you know, stuff like that, trying to show him, like, hey, plant seed, watch it sprout up into a plant, and then we're going to move it. They ate my tomato plants. The squirrels ate, like, they gone.
Yeah.
Ate the tomato plants.
The whole thing.
Whole thing.
It's all right, Chop.
Not just the tomatoes.
In my experience, there'll probably be more tomatoes than you can handle in that area next year.
Well, the thing was, like, I wanted to do tomatoes because mom has been, you know, doing the canning. Like, she does homemade tomato soup, mm-hmm. vegetable soup.
Yeah.
I was going to do some salsa this year because I've got some pepper plants.
Yeah.
And the blasted squirrels, like, I'm not saying if I had a suppressor, the problem would be resolved. But if I had a suppressor right now, because we're in a neighborhood.
What's a suppressor?
It makes your gun go from pow to.
Oh, okay.
You like that? I really tried to write it in crayon for you.
Yeah, no, I got it, man. Once it was out there in crayon, I put it together. It's a golden eye.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, okay, I'm with you. It's got the silencer.
Yeah. They're suppressors, but yes. Yes.
Okay.
Gotcha. Silencer, suppressor, same thing.
Like in, same thing. But
lingo. Yeah.
Do people actually call them silencers, or is that just a movie thing?
It came from the movies because technically it's just suppressing the noise. It doesn't fully silence it. Although if you get a .22 with subsonic ammo, and it's not, yeah, you don't hear anything but the click.
Oh, okay.
Like whenever it hits.
Yikes.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, good to
squirrel's
know.
Got it coming. The guy that Owen is named after may allegedly have something that I can use for this that makes a click noise. Yeah. And then hang their carcasses in the backyard for their friends to see. Yeah, that's what you do with pirates.
Take it easy, lad.
I didn't impale them. I'm just saying hang them like pirates. That's what happens to pirates on this.
Okay. All right, man.
Straight up East India trading.
Remember,
I want to welcome somebody to the lawn.
Squirrels. Just remember they're just squirrels. Tropicana.
Yeah.
Do your welcoming. Yeah.
My welcome to the lawn. So we had to get our floors stripped and waxed at the office the other day. And the company that does the cleaning or across the arsenal, they send the people for the like stripping and waxing. And Crystal, that's on this team, is one of the funniest people.
Okay.
Like I've ever met. Like, she is welcome to the lawn. She does full punches. But in welcoming her to the lawn, her kids are the reason I have no hope for this world. And I'm going to tell you why, Kevin. She got two phone calls while we were there, and she didn't realize we were in the office. We were just working. But then she's like, y'all weren't in here, were you? Well, then she just went into detail of what was happening on the phone call. So her, I'm going to say second son, I don't know if it's the youngest, but at least the second son she had, is calling his mother. He is in the military. Asking her, should I be worried? My pee is orange. And she's like, well, what have you done? Like, as far as like, what have you taken in lately? He took some medicine because he thought he had a UTI.
Okay.
And the number one side effect, you know what it does?
Probably turns
it orange.
Yeah.
And she's like, you probably feel like you had a UTI because you were just on a leave. And probably up all night drinking nothing but Red Bulls and stuff like that. And so you need to drink some water and just calm the down. Like yeah. That's what she told him. And he asked her, will it turn my crap orange? She's like, go ask your sergeant that. Go ask your sergeant that right now. Just go and ask your sergeant that right now. She's like, you will do push-ups until he is exhausted. It's like, you'll do push-ups until your next leave. Like, that's,
yeah.
Ask your sergeant that. That's not hilarious. To be outdone by his older brother. But I heard her on the phone. She's like, just pack up my grandbaby right now. Pack up all her stuff, all her records, everything like that. Bring her to my house because she isn't going to survive in this. That's your punchline, all right? The kid was calling his mother, and she was on the phone with his brother, and she said, hey, what's going on? Number one, they had a question, you know, that you hold a computer in your hand.
Yeah.
You know, you're holding that there.
Uh-huh.
Could have Googled it, but no. Needed to call mom. She's like, first off, when I had to look up something, you know, I had to go to a library, like look at an encyclopedia or something like that, like try to find a reference for it. The question, Kevin, the question, this is why I have no hope. We're trying to do a pork-free diet.
Okay.
But we're eating ham sandwiches. Is ham pork?
Jumping Jesus.
And that's when she said, just pack up my grandbaby. Just pack up. She's not going to survive in this house if y'all can't figure this out. Pack up my grandbaby so I know she's okay.
Wow. That's bad, Tropical.
Oh, my gosh.
Yikes, man. Yikes. I so my hat's off to this gal. But at the same time, Tropical, she did, they're her offspring, right? She did raise them.
I'm not saying Miss Crystal is perfect, but kids today are just like some of the things that they try to reason and try to gaslight you into believing that, you know, no, I didn't. But after you just said it, it's like, yes, you did.
That wasn't me.
my buddy, Daniel, his son, I guess while he was out, he had to go for work. He was in Italy for a few weeks, and while he was out, he had replaced a lot of the batteries and everything for their home security, like cameras.
Yeah.
Well, he's up early one morning, but they're like 7 hours ahead, so he's just looking and gets a notification, looks, and it's his youngest son sneaking out of the house with, like, you know, black sweatpants, black hoodie with the hood pulled up in a backpack, going past thinking he's. And he sent that to his wife. He said, I just want you to see this. And she's like, well, who is it? Like, of course it's our son. Like,
right.
Know, I won't dime out the kid right here. But then she's like, well, he's already grounded. You need to talk to him. You need to cuss at him or something. And so he's like, I know it was you. Well, no, I didn't. He's like, son, well, we were just going to go hang by the pond. He's like, again, stop lying. Don't. You've dug a hole. Don't get out of backhoe.
Right. Man.
But yeah, these kids today just, they are oblivious, man. Like, will it turn orange? It's pork ham. It's
like, that wasn't me. That's awful, man. Awful. Well, but hey, altogether though, you did get to welcome somebody to the lawn. And anytime you get to welcome somebody to the lawn, that's a good week, Tropical.
Oh, we're still going.
Oh, the airfield. Man.
Oh, yeah, it's spicy.
Okay,
I had to cover some work. Another co-worker was out of the office on vacation, and he's like, "Hey, man, you're one of them that this customer trusts. Faith can't do it; she's in a class. Can you cover down?" Absolutely. So this plane is late that we're having to meet up with. This plane is late by about 5 hours.
Okay.
Happens sometimes, you know, that's part of it. But the crew that we had to work with loading this plane might be the dumbest one I have ever seen. I won't go into great detail, but could not tell that, hey, you're setting the forks of a forklift down on your ramp. And you're setting it on the roller wheel. Like, you're clearly, like, I can see it from, like, over here.
Right.
Like, hey, dude, stop. Like, you're the load master. It's a good name, right? You like that, Kevin? I'm going to say you're promoting Molly later, right?
Yep.
But no, this guy. And then you get the pallets up there. They're heavy, mm-hmm. but you got like five or six guys. And I know Faith ended up coming out there a little bit later, but she came out there and she's standing beside me. And she's like, what are they doing? I was like, well, apparently they need daddy to come up there and push this pallet on the plane for them because they are struggling. She's like, you and I pushed a pallet that's heavier than that last time. I said, I'm well aware, Faith. Like, I don't know what they're doing up here, but these guys are not giving me a lot of hope.
No, golly, no.
You're supposed to be fit.
Right.
Here we go. From the last episode, when I listened back, you saying my lawn segments are weak. when yours would get destroyed by Jameson.
What? Yeah,
Bird should have charged you $90 for that.
No.
Growler.
No.
Last two. NFL name changes. So, running back for the Jaguars that went to the Saints this year. You know who it is?
Yeah.
Say his name for me, please.
Well, so as far as I know, or as far as I was told, I've heard ETN. But I know that he came out and said that's not the proper pronunciation.
Right.
But whatever it was, he was, because it would be Clemson. When he was in school, it was whoever it is pronounced it that way, and it just kind of ran with it. So I've always pronounced it ETN. What did he change it to? Smith?
It's like Achan. Like, very similar sounding to Devon Achan, but.
Okay.
Travis Achan Jr.
Interesting.
His brother still goes by ETN. He plays in the NFL too. What are we doing? I guess going to the Saints made you ride the short bus or something. I don't know
if Tropical, but okay. But isn't that that's it was like a French twist on it then, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, he wants to be called Rumbalaya too.
That's awesome. Love that.
Because people will mispronounce it. Well, you could just call me Rumbalaya.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I hope he breaks both of his kneecaps.
Like, I hope he breaks the rushing record. Come on, Rumbalaya. That's great. That's so good that I wish I would have thought of it. Rumbalaya. Yeah.
It's okay to correct them right off the bat. But yeah. Hey, you're mispronouncing my name. Okay. Yeah. And it would have been fixed. Uh-huh. But no, we play 5 years in the NFL and then decide, nope, you're pronouncing my name wrong.
I don't know, Tropical. I think you let it fly.
You just correct it the first time. Don't go years without it. I mean, that's lunacy.
So, Brundlefly, right? He pronounces his name differently than we've always pronounced it. And he just, I want to say within the last like 3 months, was like, yeah, no, you pronounce it this way. And we've known Brundlefly for a good long time. So, I mean, sometimes like you just let it slide, man. You just let it slide. Especially when it's one of those weird names. I mean, I don't want to say weird, but like you look at it and go, I'm not 100%.
Brundle, you got a weird name. That's what Kevin's saying, right?
Like, but Rumbalaya kicks ass. If he wants me to call him ETN, Echan, Etchin, Etch-a-Sketch, Smith, fuck, it doesn't matter to me, man. I'm in. You came up with Rumbalaya. I'll call you whatever you want.
Yeah. The last thing that I have on the list. Do you know for 20 minutes I had to listen to two idiots who I love, but they're dear friends of mine, talk about toupees on a podcast episode for 20 minutes. Hearing,
Tropical, I thought it was some of our best work.
I laughed so hard, but I was like, I've got to incorporate this somehow. But toupee talk with,
that might be the show moving forward, Tropical. We might just pick a topic and run with it. Oh man, so. Yeah, I don't think it's off the lot at all. But I'll explain to you how that happened, Tropical. He brought up Duke, and this is anybody who doesn't know, it's the latest episode of Year of Duke and Rogue was SummerSlam 98, I believe. And we got a little off the rails out of the gate, and what had happened was prior to us recording, we were talking, and he asked me about the Spinal Tap, the Smell the Book. Mm-hmm. And then I told him the story about how Smell the Book was in our living room, covering up Molly's signed National Geographic for almost a week. And how she saw it, she cussed, I took it down, and I was trying to get her to smell the book. And she wasn't going to smell the book. And I went, And Duke goes, did you have hell to pay? And I went, hell to pray. And we just, you know what I mean? Like, that was before we got into the episode. So sometimes when we talk about these things before we record and we're cracking up over them, we get into the episode and like, I want to make Duke break, right? So I'll throw something at him. And then we got sideways and got to the pay talk. So, yeah, you're right, Travis. It was a good conversation.
It was
a good conversation.
Yeah.
Welcome that to the lawn. Welcome that to the lawn.
I was like, I wanted to quote the guy from Billy Madison. I'm not going to do the whole thing, but in no point in your incoherent ramblings did you yield to make a point. It's like, I award you no points and may God have mercy on your soul. It's like a simple wrong would have been fine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think we figured some things out though in that conversation. Oh man. All yeah, right.
I figured some things out in your conversation.
All right, Trump account. So man, I don't got a long list, but I got a passionate list. How about that? So we had a storm roll through here on Wednesday, right? Wednesday night we had a storm roll through. And I got the first phone call at 7:48. The storm passed through and over. It was over at 7:30, which means 18 minutes post storm, I got my first phone call. The following day, Thursday, I got 19 phone calls and 4 text messages. And Friday, 22 phone calls, 5 text messages. So far today, since you and I started talking this morning, I've received 4 phone calls and 2 text messages. If I need somebody to come out and look at my home for storm damage, I'll call you. Right. How about that? And these storm chasing
57. I was keeping track. That's 57 in that amount of time.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so ridiculous, Tropical, man. It's so ridiculous. So, and I know a little bit about how this whole thing works, Tropical. I'm a little familiar with it. And having these mother Fs say to clients, we will go ahead and start the claim process for you, Tropical. Let me do you a favor. Anybody listening out there, never in your life allow anybody to make a claim on your behalf. Ever. Period. Done. Secondly, always talk to contractors that you know or have been referred to you, our friends, or our local. Those are the people that you want to talk to. And Tropical, beyond that, if they're not willing to come out and give you the free inspection, right, and write you a report prior to talking to your insurance company, they're not worth their metal. Don't deal with them either, right? Done. Just done. Because the worst thing that you can do is file a claim and it not be covered and have a zero pay, right? That's what you don't want to do. And so when a contract comes out and says, yeah, start your claim so the adjusters can come out and take a look. Well, if the adjuster comes out and it's not storm damage from a recent storm or within the last 2 years, it's going to be a zero pay, and that's bad for your insurance history, right? Stop it. And these mother effers calling nonstop, right? Texting me nonstop, all of them off the line. And they come in from all over Tropical. We're in Minnesota. I saw plates from Iowa, right? I saw plates from South Dakota, North Dakota, Wisconsin. I'm okay with Tropical. We're right next. We're a border town, right? That's fine. But like, they're driving all this way to look for people, and our community is a little bit older, and that's a part that sucks too, because they're taking advantage of these people. Like, you storm chasing mother Fs, get off the lawn, right? Off the lawn, right? They're looking to fill their schedules, and they're taking advantage of people. It's absolutely horrible. It's like casting a giant net, right? They're not going to catch them all, but if they catch enough to fill a couple of days, they've done what they needed to do. Like, it's just miserable. It's just miserable, Tropical. Man, wicked storm. You know what I mean? Wicked storm. There was some damage that rolled through. Right? But these sons of bitches, get off my lawn, man. Hate it. Now, Tropical. Recently, you might know this about me. I'm a bit of a hog rider, right? I ride hog. That's my thing.
That's just recent?
Yeah. Yeah, just recently. Right? I got myself a hog.
Oh, okay.
She's,
both may beg to differ, but hey, go on.
She, right? she's pretty sweet, Tropical. You've seen pics. You've probably seen pics. It's a Majesty 400. She's got a little giddy up to her, right? Mm-hmm. I'll go 0 to 60 faster than you will in your truck. I promise you that. It's just Tropical. It's awesome. I love this thing, man. I love riding it, taking it to work, right? And taking it home. It's fantastic. One thing, Tropical, that I've noticed is that if a truck is following me and say I'm doing, I don't know, 60, 62 and a 55, which is kind of my standard, right? I'm like about 5 to 7 over guy.
Yeah.
They cannot have that. I have been passed by so many trucks, guys in trucks, and it makes me chuckle, Tropical, because they'll pass me and they'll drop it back down to 58. So it's not the fact that I was going too slow for them. It was the fact that they didn't want to be behind me on my hog, right, Tropical? It's not tough enough for them, or somehow I'm demasculating them because they got to follow me on my hog, Tropical, which I get. It's pretty manly, but get it together, guys, right, Tropical? I mean, I don't know. You're a big truck guy. Hell, I'm a truck guy. I'm not passing anybody just because they're in front of me on a hog. I don't know.
You got a hog and a truck.
I got a hog and a truck, man. Yeah, deal with it. I'm a man, 100% man over here. So what is it, Tropical? Why do these trucks feel the need? They have to pass me.
I have no idea on that one. That's something like if you're going at a reasonable speed, like the speed limit or above, you know, basically, unless I'm in a hurry, and then I'm going to pass you and leave you in the dust, like kind of thing. But if they're going the speed limit, you got no grounds to stand on there.
Like that's right. And then, like they will, they'll pass me. I'll be doing whatever 60. They'll pass me. They'll drop her down to 57. I'm like, well, what are we doing? Off the lawn, Tropical, with those sons of bitches.
Wanting you to rear end them with your hog.
Yeah. I got okay. All right. Settled that. Not really generally my style, but if that's what they need. So, riding my hog, right? They got a wave, right? Biker guys got waves, right? They got the waves. Yeah. So when you go past, you do one hand down, you get, boom, there's the wave, right? It's like you point to the ground almost as the bike guy wave, which is cool. I'll wave to you. No problem. You wave to me, I'll wave you back, right? But I've realized something, Tropical. There's only a handful of these biker guys that will acknowledge that I'm out there on my hog, right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you who will and who won't. Everybody I've seen on the crotch rocket, no problem. They're like, hey, guy. I'm like, hey, man, everybody's cool. Anybody wearing a helmet waves, no problem. Yeah, we're cool, right? Anybody that doesn't wear a helmet, they look at me like I'm trash. I have no idea why. I'm trash out there, right? Now, the other thing is, anybody that's got those giant handlebars.
Right, hangers.
Yeah, that, you know, I mean, you really got to stretch and drive, which, quite honestly, I think it looks dumb. But, like, those guys, they don't know. No, they won't even look at me, Tropical. And I'm not going to try and wave to them. I don't understand the waving thing. Like, if you wave at me, I'll wave back, right? That's a courtesy thing. But I'm not going out of my way to wave at another guy. That's not my thing. And then beyond that, Tropical, there's a Jeep wave. Did you know about this?
Yes.
Okay.
I was going to ask if you knew about this.
I found out about this. I don't feel like I need to wave at somebody just because we drive the same model vehicle, right?
You're going to upset the Jeep people, Kevin. They're a sensitive bunch.
But it's not like that shouldn't be an obligation that I have just because I got a Jeep.
They're a sensitive bunch. It's like if they duck your Jeep, you know, they need you to acknowledge that.
Well, no, I mean, that's cool. I got a duck on my Jeep, but like, I don't need to, it's like a thumb and a two finger thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. But like, I just because you also drive a Jeep doesn't mean that we have to wave at each other.
Yeah.
Right. All right, I just want to make sure that we're on the same page on
I'll
that
send
one.
You some memes about the Jeep wave and what it really equates to and all that.
Okay, that's cool. back to the hog now, Tropical. I was in a meeting, and I told everybody in the meeting, and now my office is, you know, there's a lot of ladies in the meeting. Right. So I told them like about the hog and, you know, who will and who won't wave at me. And then one of the gals in the office who had just come back from vacation said something. I just looked at her. I said, can't you just go back on vacation? Right. That's what I said. And then the owner, he goes, you guys, you just, you know, just go have it out already. You just, you know, just go into one of your offices and start yelling. And one of the other gals goes, this isn't even the start. This is like a level one threat for those two. And I was like, yeah, you hear that? It's level one. And then she decided that she wanted to make fun of my hog. Well, that's the wrong move, bitch. And then the owner goes, just let her ride or drive your hog there. And then, you know, everybody will be happy. And I looked at him. I said, she can't drive. She's a woman. Right there in the meeting, Tropical. And the owner said, okay, meeting is over. Tropical, I am not afraid to make any joke. I do not care. It's okay for me to make a joke. Anybody that doesn't understand that it's a joke, those are the ones that can get off my lawn, Tropical. Yeah. Get off my... It's okay to make that joke. Any ladies listening right now that's super offended that I said that, off my lawn, right? Off my lawn. It's okay to joke. It's okay to joke. I'm a short, bald guy, right? You know how many jokes I get tossed at for being a short, bald guy?
It drives a Jeep and a scooter.
Truck and a hog, you son of a bitch. Truck and a hog. So, yeah, it's okay. You can make those jokes. Jokes are all right. Jokes are okay to make. Golly, Tropical. Man. So, that's all I got, though. I think that'll do it for today. I'm good. I'm good with that, man. You political people, get off the lawn. You tree-trimming sons of bitches. You storm-chasing assholes. Everybody off the lawn, right? Take a except joke.
Crystal's well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, Crystal, you go ahead and get on the lawn, man. You're fine, I guess. You raised some nitwits, but I guess you're all right. Tropical, what do we got? A question? Do a question action?
I do.
All right, hit me, man.
It's from our time in film and television. Let me find it again. I had to go to the lawn. The actress or actress, so you hated the first time you saw them, but grew to love them.
You said like the actress or actress.
Actor or actress.
Actor or actress. Okay.
Yeah. It's not a he-man woman hater club hating, like actress or actress that you hated.
All right. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I have.
You can order those shirts now.
Yes, you can. Website,
but you can order a no ma'am shirt. For me, it was Andre Brower, and I will say that because he was in the movie The Mist. He was like the neighbor. He was very much an antagonist. Like, I don't usually cheer when people die in movies, and I kind of suck it. Like, you know, when he bit the big one in that one. But he became Captain Raymond Holt on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Okay. And that show would not have functioned as well without his deadpan delivery. The times, like some of the lines, there's one, they have what's called a Halloween heist on this show, if you've not been familiar. And one of them, someone has sabotaged his plan to use his dog Cheddar, which is a corgi. And he comes in, and he's screaming for Cheddar. He's like, where is my dog? And he's like, standing right beside you. And he's like, this bitch! Like, one of the best delivered lines. He's like, please. But yeah, Andre Brower was one, you know, RIP, Mr. Brower. He died a couple years ago, I think, from lung cancer or something like that. But I despised him with every fiber of my being. And when I saw that he was on Brooklyn Nine-Nine when the show started, I was very concerned. Like, I'm going to give it a go, but I'm very concerned this is going to ruin the show for me. And it did not. Like, I grew to love him immensely. You know, his delivery, It's hard. It's a tough one.
I don't like, so, and that's the thing, like, usually, like, once I've made my decision, I'm pretty much set with that. Yeah. And I can't think of, like, many actors that, like, I just don't like just out of, you know what I mean? Like, if they're in something, I'm just not going to give it the opportunity or the, you know what I mean? Like, I can't think of anybody off the top of my head. I can tell you that the first time I saw Amy Smart, I was trying to figure it out because I was like, I don't know if you're smoking hot or not smoking. You know what I mean? Like she's got a different, she's got a unique look to her. So that was like and I was like, I don't know what's going on with this bird. I think I like her, but I'm not 100% on this. I'm usually more just like, okay, it's very indifferent, I guess, until I like an actor. And like you mentioned Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I've never seen an episode of that show.
Yeah.
I can tell you when, what is his name? Lawrence, Boy Meets World.
Matthew Lawrence.
Yeah. When he showed up, I was not pumped.
Yeah.
And I don't think that he really did much to, like when he became a full-time cast member, I don't think he did much to enhance the show at all. Neither did Rachel, to be honest with you. But it was a new dynamic to the show. She's doing a lot now, I'll tell you that.
She's enhancing a lot of things now.
Yeah. But there's nobody that just jumps into.
Well, you brought up Boy Meets World, mm-hmm. and Will Friedle, like, the way they cast him at first, mm-hmm. and what he made that character into was something special. Like, I was kind of indifferent about him at first, and then as the show got on and he really was given kind of more liberties and to make it a little zany and stuff. Mm-hmm. Eric Matthews is trash.
Big time. Yeah. I can't, I was thinking about the Flash, the TV show.
Yeah.
I really, really well cast. Like I think that like Tom Cavanaugh it doesn't get much better in my mind than him. He is fantastic in that series. And I don't know the kid's name. She played Frost. When she showed up, I'm like, I don't know about this broad. I don't know about her at all. And then like you start getting into it a little bit more and the character starts coming along and then you're like, okay, I'm okay with her. She ain't bad. But like never been like, oh, I've never sought out anything else because she was in it. Where, like, Kavanaugh, I've sought out things to see him in different roles. So, yeah, it's a good question, Tropico. I don't know if there's one that, there's one that's jumping out to me. Yeah.
I still remember when Mia Bialik, I think how you pronounce it, she was Blossom.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. So, when she came to the Big Bang Theory, did not like her. Like they seemed to be going, like, trying way too hard over the top, like the dry and like automaton or, you know, like that, you know, just very much like a female version of Sheldon.
Okay.
And when they, I guess, blossomed that into the relationship with her infatuation and everything with Penny, the nitwit neighbor, it really added to the show. One that I did like and I turned on that show was Bernadette. She's horrible. She's one of the worst people ever.
I can tell you from a wrestling standpoint, Alex Wright, he's somebody I didn't like at all when I first saw him wrestle, and then I love him now. So I probably get that list is probably much, much greater if you went wrestling than
we can go wrestling.
But like that's one thing that no try because I know what you're gonna say. All right, I don't like what you're gonna say. You're shit on all the best people.
It's like you drive a Jeep now, your wrestling tape suck.
Yeah. No, what?
Scooter.
No.
Like all these things.
No,
yeah.
They, no. They Hog, know this. Truck, it's wrestling. I didn't like Alex Wright to begin with. That's a good question. I'm going to kick that around a little bit more in my mind throughout the day today to think. Because I at one point, like I watched every movie like as they were coming out. That was like I was a manager at the video store. Like so like I watched everything. I can't think of anybody that maybe that's part of it, Tropico. Like I've seen so many damn movies that like There's no, like, I didn't go like, oh, this, you know, Chevy Chase is in this one, I'm not going to watch it. Like, no, you just watch everything. So yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. I like Tropical. I like it. What do we got? Mission, right? Mission's
yeah.
next? Yeah, all right, man. We'll get in that Mission. Brought to you by J&J Figures. You check them out at jjfigures.com. Follow them across social media platforms. It's J-A-N-D-J Figures. Man, hit their website up. Sign up for that newsletter. Newsletter?
Yeah.
Get the news later, right? That you sign
now
up.
Now or later yeah. that they have a drop coming.
Yep. Either way, yeah, you find out. It's going to be great. Check them out. They're at toy shows all over the East Coast. They're doing some good things. They were in, I believe, Indiana not too long ago, man, making the trek, doing good things, man. Always buy with confidence. They're going to ship with care. They're collectors just like us, man, just like us. They're going to get you what you need. New stuff, old stuff, exclusive stuff. Keep your eye out. Hit the website. Sign up. You are going to be happy that you did. Tropical, 7-minute Mission. Hit me.
I've got to get the timer up. We haven't done this in a couple episodes, Kevin, so I'm out of practice.
You ain't lying.
All right. 7 minutes, and we are starting now. So the last episode we did a Mission on was episode 128. We covered the King of the Ring set. It was an 86.3, a fairly strong showing. This time we've got the Superstar Series 18 Corporate King of the Ring set. They really went out and out with these names. We're going to start off with an oldie but goodie, one that we don't have to do a lot of explaining on. He's very toyetic. Kane, he gets an A. Yeah. But we do have some new ones on this line that we're going to cover. And we'll go next from Kane to Commissioner Shawn Michaels, HBK. Yeah. Oh, boy. Not great. He's in a suit. Kevin pointed out that it does have the elbow hinge for the microphone, you know, on this and the Shane that is coming that we'll review. But take it away, Kevin. This is not a great time.
This is a hideous figure. There's nothing really redeeming when I look at this figure. The face is just so far and away from anything that would make me think that it's Shawn Michaels. It very much looks like one of those fake dummy type of gimmicks that they throw in the background. You know, it's just bad. It's just bad all around. The hinge there that on the joint, that's, I think that's the first time we've seen that on a fig that's not like a slammer. So I guess that's different, but altogether, it comes with the cowboy hat and the briefcase. But like, I don't even remember Shawn Michaels carrying a briefcase down to the ring. Maybe he did when he was the commissioner. I don't remember it, but yeah, it's ugly, ugly fig.
Yeah, it's not a good time. The face looks like it's deformed very much. So we gave it a D-. It was between that and an F, and we felt generous this morning. The D minus for the Commissioner Shawn. Now Shane, on the other hand, who is a suited commentator figure, drastic improvement. Actually a good head sculpt for Wells.
Yeah, the Shane looks great. I think that the face they kinda nailed it. I would say probably the best face that they did in this set. The suit is a little bit distracting. Like when I looked at it first, I was like, you know, I really like it. It's a pinstripe suit. And then the more I looked at it, I was like, boy, I think maybe I don't like this as much. And I started liking it less. And now I don't really know where I land on it, to be honest with you, Tropical, but they did a great job on that face.
How it flows on his shape is what bothers me the most. It's like, yeah, you know, it was not laid out well. There's such thin lines. If you'd have just left it as a navy suit, probably been perfect. Like it, we gave it a B+ because the face is excellent. You know, got a few things, but you know, the distraction of it kind of tore it down. Up next, we've opened the Ark of the Covenant, and here is Ken Shamrock standing.
You ain't lying, brother. You ain't lying. This is a bad, bad looking Ken Shamrock. So the body is fine. The details, you know, what we've come to know with the kick pads and all that, but the face, he's turning to dust, right? At the end of Indiana Jones there. It's ugly, just ugly.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I didn't like the G-string looking shorts on these figures, yeah, but that's what they were. It has the blank, you know, kind of simple Shamrock across the front. But you can tell even from the face, it looks like current day Ken Shamrock face is melting. Like, yeah, it looks much older than that. We gave it a C, though, because if it was sitting there, you can tell it's a Shamrock. Even if the Shamrock name across the tights is worn off, you could tell, all right, that's a Ken Shamrock. It's not a great Ken Shamrock. It's a Shamrock. So we gave it a C.
Yeah.
Up next, we've got The Rock. He is in the track pants. It's similar to ones we've seen in the past. From previous lines, got the caricature type of face. But it's the first time, if, I believe, you know, when we were reviewing this, the first time we've seen him in these track pants.
Yeah. I think there might have been one other one that had track pants. I'm not 100% on this now, the more that I'm thinking about it. I want to say we did, but it was a different face maybe. But this, like this essentially, like this combination of parts, it's the first time we've seen this combination together. Right. And this is that face that is way over the top, more cartoony, kind of a caricature of The Rock's face that I'm a little bit higher on than you are. But it's not, overall, it's not horrible.
It's not horrible. If it's sitting there, you'll know it's a Rock. But we didn't like it as much as the one we saw in the tights.
Yeah.
Like with the Rock tights and the knee pads and the boots that you can clearly see with the cap cut out. That's the detail that we're kind of missing. He ended up at a C+. And last but not least, we have the boss man, corporate boss man, here in his, I guess, tactical gear. You know, got all the stuff with the nightstick and the vest and, you know, a million different pockets and all these things. God. But, he's a little small.
He is. He's a little trim, and this was, you know, this era of the boss man was a little bit trimmer. I think this is the leanest boss man that we saw. And that is funny in my mind. I just thought about that now. Like, this is a guy that we saw at, you know, early WrestleManias and then also in the Attitude Era. I don't think there was anybody else on the roster that was there during, well, Bulldog maybe, I suppose.
Yeah. There's not a lot.
Not a lot. Yeah. Good for them. But this is a real lean boss man. I do like the detail, and it's accurate to the time period of the boss man that we had at this time. So not bad. Not bad altogether.
Yeah. I mean, the face is not a home run.
No.
It's not perfect, but it's also like that setting in a pile very clearly. Oh, that's a boss man, you know, Attitude Era boss man. Yeah. We ended up at a solid B for this, giving us an overall of an 80.5. We have 55 seconds left, Kevin.
Man, what a good job.
Yeah.
What a good job, man. Rusty, we are not on the 7-minute mission. No, it was overall, I think, like you said, it was a
80.5.
And I don't know, like, if that feels low or high, to be honest with you. You know what I mean? Like, there's not really a home run in here, but there wasn't an F. So yeah. as a line itself, I don't think that I really love it altogether. But we've seen worse, I guess, it'd be kind of worse. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that is the 7-minute mission with 18 seconds to go, brought to you by J&J Figures.
Man, well done, Tropico. Well done, J&J Figures. Check them out, J&J Figures, across social media. Tropico, trophies. You hunting? You out there? You're picking things up? What are you picking up?
I did get some cards. We opened up some packs that I had procured a couple weeks ago. And I'm just going to give the highlight, as I did with Johnny C last night. The I think it was the 92, 93, or 93 Upper Decks. We got the Derek Jeter, a couple of the Derek Jeter rookie cards.
Yeah.
That was a good time. Me and my dad opened those together over at his house. But I did pick up some figs this time. I picked up a card display. I've got it here at the desk that can hold the hard ones here, so they're not just stacked up here on my desk.
Yeah.
But I picked up some things from Jazzwares. They had a sale on Memorial Day.
Okay.
I'll just grab one of these guys because I am a huge fan of Truth Magnum and Turbo Floyd, the Outrunners.
Yeah.
And I've been waiting on a sale to hit. They were a little spicier than I wanted to go, like on the original cut. Let's wait on it to hit sale, and then let's snatch some up.
Yeah.
But I got him. Party Peacock.
Oh.
I got the Dolphin Castle.
To the castle. That's fantastic.
I got that one for Cassie. She is such, after that one, I guess, I don't know if it was like Night of Champions or whatever with AEW, when they first had him wrestle Jonathan Gresham. And his promo pre-match, yeah, And he's like, I am Sully Sullenberger, and you're just a goose in my engine. And then he's like, and I'm going to land this bitch on the river, and you're going to be used to stuff a duvet. Like, from then on, like, Cassie's like, this is my favorite wrestler. Like,
yeah. He is so good. He is so good.
And then
good.
That's he does the good. Thing with the camera. You know,
yep.
Gets the camera guy that circles around as the boys are getting set up. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. No, his promo work is phenomenal. I am a, you know me, Tropico. I'm a big To the Castle man.
Yeah.
Man, that's good though. That's good. You know, a couple of cards, a couple of figs.
I've seen more of the LJNs out there. I'm with you. It's not just grabbing me to where the only one I may have grabbed, and it would just be for my brother, is the Ultimate Warrior one, just to be okay. Like, this is the one we didn't have as kids. Like,
right. Yeah. I get
here
that.
Here it is.
I haven't seen any of the LJNs to this point in the wild, and I don't know that if I did, if I would grab one. They just, like I said, they haven't really gripped me at all, to be honest with you. So nothing that I'm super looking into or looking forward to or anything like that as far as that goes. I haven't picked up anything, Tropical. I've been pretty lean on this one here, but I will tell you this. Well, I suppose I picked up one thing, Tropical. How about that? I picked up one thing, and it was for the office. I came across, I think it was a Hot Wheels, and it was the Cobra Hiss Tropical.
Oh, nice.
Tank, yeah, pretty rad. So now on my desk, I got the Party Wagon from Turtles. I got the Jeep from Jurassic Park. I got the DeLorean from Back to the Future. I got Biff's car from Back to the Future. I got the car from Grease and the Scorpion's car from Grease. And then I also got now the Hiss. Now, Tropico, I got to ask you, do you know what Hiss stands for?
I used to. It's not registering, like, not coming to the forefront right now.
So, and it is Hiss, HISS, and it's I didn't know when I bought it, and then I was like, wait a second, Hiss has to stand for something because it says right there H period I period S period S period. So I'm going, what does that stand for? I looked it up, Tropical, and I was very disappointed. Because it stands for High Speed Sentry. That's HSS, not HISS. So I was very just disappointed in general because I figured, like, you know, there would be an eye. Like, how do they do that? They can't get away. It, obviously, hiss, right, for Cobra, right? Because that's what a snake does is a hiss, right? But that doesn't make any damn sense. No?
It's a hiss, not a hiss.
Hiss. And again, get my heels. Oh, and then you know what else, Tropical? Maybe I should have added this one to the lawn. I'm not sure. I bought a video game the other day. It wasn't really like a trophy because it was like a $4.20 purchase off of the Xbox shop, whatever it's called. Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
The Tony Hawk 1, right? Because I was like, man, I used to, this game on 64, I used to kick ass, right? I really loved the Dave Mira game. I was much better at the Dave Mira game for whatever reason than the Tony Hawk game. But I was like, yeah, I'm gonna kick this game's ass. So I bought it. I was like, level one, remember this, man? I'm gonna kick this level's ass. And I did. And then I got to level two, and I was like, oh, that's right. I never liked level two. And now I haven't picked it back up, Tropical. It was a $4 trophy, right? So I'm not really kicking myself too hard on it. But, like, you don't remember that. You just remember what you love, right? I was like, man, I love this.
You did not pay what you did for AEW.
Yeah. That's a win. That is a win. But that would be, I guess, those would be my trophies, man. But that tank is pretty badass. It was cool to run across that and in the car aisle. I'm going across the car aisle on Tropical. The figs haven't been really moving in my area here, so I've been walking down the car aisle and finding, like, stuff from, you know, stuff when I was young. It's cool.
Yeah, I keep waiting on the dam to break for the Mick Foley Ultimate Edition that should be hitting.
Yeah,
but I have not seen those because I knew, like, it's an automatic. But grab one of those for Kevin.
Like, yeah.
You know, like
I got a spot for it. That's for sure. Yeah. I got a spot for it, man. Good, good, good. Well, what do we got? We got to put a pin in this one, Tropical. Yeah. We got to do some thank yous, some shots, some shouts.
So you can find us on Twitter at TotPod. You can find the channel page at GBW Pod. You can find some of our fellow shows on the channel at Year of Pod and at Bunt Force Pod there on the Twitter machine. We're on Instagram at GBW Pods, as well as there's an at Bunt Force Pod. I've been trying to indoctrinate everyone I can with the baseball reels and everything like that, with the story. I've been watching a lot of fun baseball videos and segments and things. I was like, man, it's really kind of rekindled. I used to love baseball, and certain things, you know, kind of pushed me away from it, and it's really coming back in strong.
Yeah. So
watching some of these videos, some of these interviews that are out there now, because I know there's a lot of different podcasts, a lot of different shows, but a lot of things out there, like just drawing me back in, like hearing these stories of the players I watched growing up is really huge now. But you can find us on Facebook, Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast. You can find us on Pro Wrestling Tees, ProWrestlingTees.com/GorillaBrain, the first four designs. I am working. I have a quote for stickers that I'm finalizing with a company to get us new. There's going to be new TOT stickers.
Nice.
There's going to be Year of Duke and Rogue stickers.
Nice.
There's going to be more Gorilla Brain stickers and going to be the Bunt Force Podcast stickers.
Beautiful.
Soon. So,
beautiful.
Getting those in the hands, I'm ready for Duke to slap some of these all over the country for us. You know,
that's what he does.
He's just north of me right now.
Oh, is he really?
At the Bonnaroo.
Oh,
in Tennessee. Man. Yeah.
I didn't remember that he was doing that this year. Good for him.
Yeah, we were texting because we had some technical issues the first time we tried to record the Bunt Force this week. So it dropped a little later than usual. You know, things happen sometimes, but it worked out. I think the second recording was even better. Give some shouts to our people, Manny, MF Ted, Big Daddy. He is, yeah, gentlemen, you just keep being the national treasures that you are. The Jays, appreciate them. Dougie Nunya, again, my man, Johnny C. The collecting community, Dan at Flashback Jerseys. Just tremendous people helping you add to your collection. I think Brandon at Kayfabe Boys. Just good people all around. Looking forward to doing some more work with you fellas here in the near term as I thin down some of this collection. I have to send Kevin pictures first, of course, in case he needs. It's like, hey, I'm going to get rid of this. You need it?
Man, it's yeah, double down, man. Man, you hope you're doing well, man. Keep moving forward. MF for Ted. Love the videos, brother. Just absolutely love the videos. They catch me sometimes off guard. It's great when I listen to them and I start laughing in the office and people are like looking through my window to see what the hell's going on in there because I'm sitting by myself watching a video that Ted sent us. Love it. Love it. Ted, you're the man. Keep doing it. Keep trucking, Big Daddy. Keep it between the ditches. I'm still pretty sure that's a saying that truckers use, right? Keep it between the ditches. I mean, I know it is because I'm a truck guy now. That's what does truck men say. Right, double down, right? Right. MF for Ted, you and me, truck men. And thank my guys over at the Wizards. You can catch us live every single Monday night at, boy, was it 6 Central, 7 Eastern, in another time zone. It'll be another time, like there's Mountain Time. There's a Pacific time, yeah. There's probably London proper time. There's Australian time. But if you know what time 6 Central is, that's when the show is every Monday night. That's Brundlefly, myself, my main man Tony, Double T, and that's all I got. Jace, I hope you're doing well. Ted, I hope you're doing well. Manny, I hope you're doing well. That's all I got. You got anything else?
I'm good.
Tropical, if you're good, I'm good. We'll end this son of a bitch. So with that, everybody, be good to one another. Support one another. Take care of one another. Thank you very much, everybody.